At AIM, Kirsty Bedford chatted with Carolyn Blanchfield about rebuilding tourism in Christchurch, New Zealand, after its tragedies of the past 6 years.
Christchurch has been hit hard in recent times with the devastating earthquakes in 2011, which killed 185 people and destroyed much of its heritage buildings, to recently being hit by bushfires. And recent earthquakes further up the South Island have damaged major highways. But they're fighting back with a $40 billion regeneration program and want the world to know they're open for business. We're joined today from the Asia Pacific Incentives and Meeting Expo in Melbourne with Christchurch Convention Bureau Manager Caroline Blanchfield to talk about Christchurch's rebuild and what it means for travellers to the region. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
Tell us first a bit about the impacts that the earthquakes actually had on the city.
So in 2011, exactly 6 years ago today, we had a devastating earthquake which actually took out the main city centre. So that effectively is the only event in the world which has taken out an urban environment to the extent that it has in Christchurch. So 6 years on, we are rebuilding at a fast pace, and we're putting that big infrastructure together, including a convention centre and other infrastructure that we lost. And our heritage buildings are being rebuilt, and also we've managed to have the opportunity to rebuild a city from scratch, which is a unique opportunity. Having said that, it's taking a while because, of course, underneath the ground was a whole lot of services that had to be fixed up before we even got to the building stage. So we're there and we're moving forward rather fast.
So tell us a bit about the impact that it actually had on the business events sector. Was Christchurch sort of taken off the map a little bit as far as securing business travellers?
Yeah, but we dropped from 25% of all New Zealand conferencing down to 2%. We've managed to recover that to about 9 or 10%, give or take any 1% here or there. We've probably hit the ceiling with that growth because of our lack of infrastructure. Our venues are very busy, which is great news. People are coming back and there's an unmet demand to bring conferencing into Christchurch. So we await the build of the convention centre with bated breath. But in the meantime, new hotels and conference venues are opening all the time. We're expecting the new Crown Plaza to open its doors in June, which is a new build. And another number of other projects are on their way, which will coincide about the same time as the convention centre opens.
So tell us a bit about the convention centre and the economic value that that's expected to bring. And obviously the rebuild is including a convention centre that's larger than something you've ever seen before in Christchurch.
Yeah, so the convention centre is actually a purpose-built convention centre. We're not trying to make something out of thin air. It's been well-engineered, well-designed, and it's designed so that it can host up to 3 concurrent conferences without anybody actually knowing that the other people are in the building. So that enhances the economic value to the city rather than having the convention centre taken out just from one piece of business. We can actually host 3 pieces of business at the same time. That fills our hotels, that fills our restaurants, that fills our retail, and it's conferencing is really important to Christchurch because it's not in peak season. It's in the shoulder and off-season, so that encourages more investment from hoteliers to build their hotels, which then in turn gives us a great summer proposition when we can increase our general leisure visitors to the city.
And generally, people, clearly probably some of the concern about going to Christchurch has been because of aftershocks or potential, something happening. It's been all scientifically developed, hasn't it, to ensure that everything is probably the strongest buildings in the country.
Well, we're being the newest city in New Zealand and probably the newest city in the world outside of a few Chinese ones, we're actually built to withstand enormous earthquakes because we've had the opportunity. They're very well engineered buildings. A building is designed to get people out safely, and in any kind of earthquake, that's all you can ask of a building, is to make sure that people survive the event. Earthquakes don't kill people, buildings kill people. So we're really proud of the fact that Christchurch is the safest city in New Zealand and built well beyond any earthquake codes that might be imposed by governments.
So what does Christchurch look like now for people who were there 6 years ago? And then people that are coming in now, what can they expect?
We find from people who are coming into Christchurch, they find it really interesting in the rebuild phase. They're especially interested in the new builds where you can see the engineering in the building. Part of the reason to come and conference in Christchurch is because of what actually happened. So we're finding a lot of interest from earth science, health science, building technology, green technology, people wanting to bring their conferences and actually study what's happened to us, but also investigate. You know, people love concrete. You know, they love seeing these buildings going up. And then the other side of that is they're finding it an exciting city of opportunity to come and actually see this project, which is $40 billion spend up until now, and it's got a few more billion to go, actually underway.
And so, sitting here at AIM, are you finding that there's a lot of value in being at AIM, at Australia's premier business event, and people are really being educated and understanding what's happening in Christchurch?
Yeah, we're having a lot of, because there's so much unmet demand to bring their conferences back to Christchurch, it's actually really enjoyable being here for us, because they're coming in and saying, right, I have a piece of business and I want to bring it in, da-da-da-da-da, and we're going, excellent, bring it on. And we're not having to, sell too hard, because we've got, you know, the new city imagery is a compelling proposition, because there's wide boulevards, there's alfresco dining, there's punting on the Avon, and everything's geared towards the actual river. So we're it's a little bit like a boutique Melbourne, as what somebody else coined the phrase to me before. So we're a boutique city hotel with great air connectivity.
Great. Well, we look forward to coming over to Christchurch and experiencing the newer city in New Zealand.
Yes. Well, if anybody wants to get in touch with the Bureau, we're more than happy to assist with any inquiries.
Thanks a lot, Caroline.
That was Kirsty Bedford with Carolyn Blanchfield of Christchurch, New Zealand.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.